Broadcasting live from the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in the ASTD International Convention and Expo.
Lee Cantor with Stone Peyton here at ASTD 2014 in Washington, D.C. It's day three, and there was big news a little late in the afternoon yesterday, Stone.
Yeah, there sure was, and you're going to have to change your intro next year because you're going to have to drop a letter. I think it's now the ATD, Association for Talent Development, and we came downstairs this morning because this thing's like on the bottom level, I believe. And, I mean, they have the whole new marketing, the new signage,
logo.
All that stuff.
It's a new world order.
It is a new world order, and as good a reason as any to catch up with some old friends, and we're going to do that here in just a moment. We're going to get a chance to visit with Senior Regional Account Manager with Assurance Solutions, Miss Demetria Bilbrew. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning.
So how'd you like that news yesterday, changing the name?
Well, I think it's awesome. Like you said earlier, we get to drop a letter, so that's a little
easier to remember, right?
But I think it puts more of a focus on what we really do, and that's develop talent, develop people.
And then you've been to several ASTDs, right? This isn't your first rodeo here?
It's not my first rodeo. This is my second year attending the national conference, and I believe today, this year, has been the best year, really. And I'll probably say that next year, too.
They keep raising the bar, right?
They do. But it's been awesome. I've attended some great sessions. So really excited and a little sad to see them go.
Now, anything stand out? Any favorites? Or maybe you can give the people who weren't able to attend some highlights.
My favorite was my class this morning on fierce feedback. Over the past few months, I've been promoted to a manager, so feedback's a huge part of my job. And our session leader really gave us some tools and a framework to give those conversations. And I think the most important part is just entering the conversation with the goal to help the person be better, much like ATD.
There you go.
So when you go back to the ranch and you've had this experience, you've had an opportunity to be outside of the typical environment for a little while, it's now time for re-entry. And it's probably something that our learners face all the time. Now you're going back to Assurance Solutions and you want to share some of what you were exposed to, and you're excited and you're fired up. But what's the best way to do that and do it in such a way that it might actually get embraced and possibly even adopted? Any wisdom to share on that front?
Absolutely. What I've learned over the years is everything rises and falls on our senior leadership. So the first thing I want to do is get my manager involved. First, let him know, hey, thanks for letting me have this time away from the ranch to go out right. Learn some new things. Here are some things that I've learned. Here are some things that you might see me practicing. And to this morning's session, I'd love to have your feedback on it. So really setting those expectations with the management and letting them know that I'll be doing new things and spreading it with my peers as well.
So that's important to, because like the information here is like coming out of a fire hose, right? Because
everywhere
you turn, there's some good idea from somebody, right?
It is.
And then part of your responsibility is to gather that information and then share it with the troops back at the home office, and then decide what and kind of reprioritize, like how best to utilize the information.
Absolutely.
So you attend these education sessions, you walk the carpet as well and maybe visit with some booths representing companies that you're not familiar with and try to learn about new technologies and services and that kind of thing?
Yes. The expo is another part of just one of my favorite pieces of coming to these.
That's kind of overwhelming because it seems like, there's so many things and so many choices, and it's like a kid in a candy store, right?
It is. As a matter of fact, I had some candy at one of the booths.
That's
it. It was really
There's
good
actually ad. Candy in some there's of the booths, right?
Exactly. A candy bar. It had jelly beans, all kinds of good stuff. Didn't want to stay over there too long.
So what do you think we have in store for this profession? What are some of the trends that you see coming down the pike on the horizon? And I don't know, next 18 months to two, maybe even 3 years out.
I think understanding how the brain learns as far as neuroscience.
That's right. There's
huge.
Some of that here,
huge,
right?
There's yes.
There's a lot of talks on that. That's kind of new, right?
Absolutely. Those classes sold out. They were just
really
full.
People yes. are hungry for that information.
They are. I think that's a huge trend. Because it helps us understand how people think. If we can tap into that, we can revolutionize the way we deliver training.
Now, if you were going to give advice to anybody new in entering the field, How important is ASTD, or now ATD, to a young person's career?
AST is like breathing. Are you kidding me? If you are interested in getting into learning and development, my advice is make friends and follow the trends. So networking is key. I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be doing this interview again if it weren't for a really good friend who introduced me today with Training Pros. So making friends, networking, getting out there, talking to people, asking them about the trends, huge, very, very important. And really following the trends. One thing I do is I follow several ASTD chapters and other learning professionals on Twitter, because it's a really good way to get the bite size.
So you're on Twitter?
Yes.
What's your Twitter handle?
Mrs. Bill Brew.
And Mrs. Bill Brew.
So that stuff is out there, because Twitter's an important tool now for the professional, right?
It is. It is. There are ways to interweave it into your learning sessions.
You know, you can go to hashtag ASTD2014 and follow us.
I have.
As we're broadcasting. See who's on.
Yeah. I've been following it all week, and there's even a hashtag ATD.
Oh, there's a new one?
Right.
ATD.
Man, you guys are fast.
That's already there.
That's amazing. But I'll tell you what, the pearl for me, I've enjoyed the whole conversation, but the pearl for me is make friends and follow the trends.
That's right.
Is that yours? Should we get on like GoDaddy and get the .com on that?
I need to get the .com on that. Absolutely. I just thought of that this morning.
That sounds great. Don't be surprised if you hear that in another interview or two, but I will credit you.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll start out saying, as my buddy Demetria always says.
Exactly.
I'll do that for like a week, and then by next week it'll be, as I always say.
Well, next year I'll have a booth that says make friends and follow trends.
I love it. All right, so what's the best way for our listeners to reach out and learn more about Assurant if they want, or just to check in with you and maybe collaborate? Because you guys are, you're such a collaborative bunch.
A lot of passion.
Talent development.
People like to share.
Yeah. Well, I am on Twitter, at Mrs. Bill Brew.
Okay.
And I'm on LinkedIn as well, Demetria Bill Brew. That's me.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming by and visiting with us again. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. You're welcome. And I will see you guys next year.
That's right. At ATD 2015.
That's right. Darn Skippy.
All right. Make friends and follow the trends. We'll be back in a few from the show floor of ASTD ICE 2014.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.